Braves. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Government agencies, banks, stores, hospitals, and more trying to get back online after a major IT outage. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says while he thinks airlines will recover no later than tomorrow.
We think there are some impacts, not across the board, but in specific locations or specific companies on rail, freight, and transit that may extend beyond today. We're still gathering data so that we can understand the extent of those issues.
Amid growing calls for President Biden to back out of the race, CBS's Weijia Zhang tells us his campaign manager says
she expects he'll be back on the campaign trail as early as next week, even though right now he is still recovering from COVID.
A new Louisiana law that requires the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom is now on hold.
Louisiana public schools have to hold off until at least November 15 to post the Ten Commandments under order from a federal judge.
That's CBS's Michael Toscano. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC united behind Donald Trump. State Party Chair Brian Schimming says it's in stark contrast to Democrats and President Biden.
The Democrats are a party in disarray. They are a party in panic.
Democrats, meanwhile, won't let voters forget about Project 2025. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies' agenda to destroy our democracy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming notices and meetings in the listening area for Monday, July 22nd. Absentee voting will be administered at care facilities in Wisconsin Rapids starting next week. Special voting deputies appointed by the City of Wisconsin Rapids will be administering absentee voting for the residents of the facilities for the partisan primary. Any qualified elector who is unable or unwilling to appear at the polling place on Election Day may request to vote an absentee ballot. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment will meet at 4 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. The 58th annual Wisconsin State Ski Show kicked off yesterday at Red Sands Beach on Lake Wazeecha. The individual events competition happened last night. The team competitions take place tonight through Sunday. Our local team, the Aqua Skiers, will compete tonight. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Milwaukee's 0-3, looking for their first win in summer league play. Pete Dominguez is serving as the Bucks head coach and was asked, how does their rookie first round pick, A.J. Johnson, look so far?
The kid is, he has an infectious personality. He's someone that I think everyone, top to bottom in the organization, enjoys being around. And he just loves being on the court. He loves working. He understands that the learning curve, especially at his position, playing a lot of point guard, is going to be steep. He hasn't been phased at all, and I think he's shown the right attitude, and obviously his confidence is where we need it to be. I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. I think that he's someone that you don't want to stunt his growth by kind of cutting back what you're giving to him. I think you just give him as much as you can and see what he could do with it.
Baseball, the Brewers head to Minnesota to face the Twins tomorrow night. In golf, Garrett Jones of Madison, the winner of this year's State Amateur Golf Championship. The 39-year-old shot an even par, good enough for the win at the Legend at Merrill Hills near Waukesha. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 50s. For the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and highs right around 80. Temps warm up a little more next week, highs into the low 80s, humidity climbs, and still a few chances for storms. Right now, it's 80.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing,
Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the Pewaukee Public Library about all the wonderful things going on there that you can take advantage of. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. So,
this is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
There it is, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. 855-752-4842 is the number. You want to jump in and give us a call. We've got so much to review. It is TGIBPF. Busted Pencils Friday. I got it right. Man, what a week. Can't believe it's Friday already, though. Considering, man, we were just, you know, pre-show getting ready for tonight's show, you know, between the three of us sharing back and forth. What do we do Monday? What do we do Tuesday? It was like, holy crap, we covered a lot of stuff this week. So, Jess, Johnny, man, way to bring it. Way to bring it. Listener out there, too. Way to hang in there. Busted Pencils, fully leaded. It is TGIBPF. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. Download the Civic Media app. You're out there. All I can say, though, is that I am, and we're going to talk this, I am thankful on a Friday that the Republican National Convention is over.
Well, after last night, what a finale.
I have my own, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, but I holy crap, did they blow it? They were kicking, you know, that A double, you know, money symbols, and look out, they invited that dude to come up and finish out the night. Oh, rough one. But
you can't make this stuff up. I mean, there was like 8 or 9 year old me who would have been pumped for Hulk Hogan to give a speech for any electoral candidate. It was just wild. I mean, you really can't, short of being on an acid trip, make this stuff up.
I saw an ad or a meme or something going like, people outside of America have no idea what they just witnessed when they saw that Kid Rock, Hulk Hogan, Dana White, you name it. It's just like, wait a minute, what the heck was that? These are just the people. These are the warm-up people to somebody running for president.
Well, States. You know, if you're running for president of the United States, a perk should be you get to pick your opening act.
Opening act, yeah.
And I think we got to see what happens when.
But is there not something to be said for, you know, politics not necessarily being all about the show?
Yeah. Right. Well, speaking of that, before we get too much further into things, and there's a lot to recap for the week, Tim, and talk about this week, and we'll get to callers and listeners because I'm sure there'll be input from our listeners out there. But don't forget, Tim, super important to the show. Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company. They're big time advocates for public education. They're always working hard to build community and make great beer. Most importantly, too, getting that great beer out into your hands. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Or if you're local or you're on the Wisconsin area, I think all the way down into Chicago and extending out. I just saw online extending out west, further into western parts of Wisconsin and over into Minnesota.
Nice.
What? You should be able to grab your Minocqua Brewing Company beers. So get out there and get them. We appreciate you, Minocqua Brewing Company. Tim, though, back to the action.
Back to the action. You know what, though? In fact, man, we spurred it right away. L.A. Tom, we're going to jump in. We got a lot more to say, but L.A. Tom wants to jump right in right away. L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. And we must never forget that. We are democracy warriors.
Sir.
Old, broken down, stale dementia Don was an embarrassment last night. And I do want to say that if Kamala Harris becomes the nominee, which I still think Joe Biden will be the nominee, but if Kamala is the nominee, I hope she picks the governor from North Carolina, Roy Cooper. That's 17 electoral college votes, and he is actually his background is a school. His mother was a school teacher, I believe.
Nice.
His wife's an attorney. I mean, it's like he'd be perfect in terms of he was an attorney general, and the people of North Carolina love him. He'd be a really, really great choice if we do have to go down that road.
Running mate for Kamala Harris. Okay, I've seen out there, and I know we want to get back to because Tim's Trivia teased that out there. We got
That's
it ready.
That's a Friday feature,
That's
Tim.
A Friday feature, man. We got to say this. But L.A. Tom, you know, I saw a pairing that suggested Pete Buttigieg as a potential running mate for Kamala Harris. And I think that's an incredibly strong ticket. I see, L.A. Tom, I'm going to tell you, when we start having these conversations, that's why I don't understand how you keep saying that we need to keep Biden, because I get excited talking about the possibilities of Kamala Harris, the North Carolina, Pete Buttigieg, Jess's dad saying Adam Kinzinger. Holy crap.
Hey-o.
I mean, there's something that lifts me up when we start having this conversation, you know,
it's
and
democracy in action.
It's democracy in action. And after last night, where it truly was, I mean, the Republicans that disagree with everything they said, but they were running a tight ship. They were delivering. And man, what a disaster with, you know, TFG, that, you know, that effing guy. And now the opportunity is upon Democrats to move in and take over and say, let's bring some excitement, some Kamala Harris. And who's that new running mate? Adam Kinzinger, maybe. Pete Buttigieg, maybe. I don't know. But it's so inspiring to have that conversation.
But, Tim, you know who I want, since we're throwing in our
You know,
my nomination to run with Kamala is Big Gretch.
Oh, absolutely.
Gretchen Whitmer up in Michigan, man. That's my favorite. I would love to see her run for president, but I mean, let's not get too wild with this, because I do think Harris is in line, and I think she'd be great. I really do. I think we don't talk often enough about the role she plays, about her work, and I don't agree with all of it. But again, we've said, like, agreeing 100% with somebody is not as important as solidarity towards a strong democracy. And I think Harris has what it takes. And then let's get into the excitement here and the optimism of what that looks like. I also, we'll get back to it, because we're going to recap the week. And we had a guest last night, really special, and offered a really important point to contrast. And that's something I did today, because I really thought that was really fruitful, helpful, generative suggestion, right, from our guest Randy last night. And she said, hey, remember, it's really important for us all to contrast. Mm-hmm. What are the differences between these two parties? What are the differences between who's running? Whether we get into whether it's Joe or whether it's Harris and somebody, however we get into this going into the Democratic convention, right? I think it's a really important moment, but I do think it's really worthwhile to contrast. And I think that's really important to look at the Trump 4 years, Trump-Pence 4 years, look at the Biden-Harris 4 years, and do a comparison contrast. We'll be doing that. Of course, not all tonight, but I did it on paper today. And I was like, I like L.A. Tom. I think he's been calling for this. I really felt like, okay, when I do that, I'm less distracted by the show of all this. And I'm reminded, what are my values and what am I voting on? And so yeah, I think it's really important that we do that kind of contrasting. It's generative and it's productive. Anyways, Tim, back to tonight, because one of my favorite things about Friday is Tim's trivia. So Tim, drop the trivia so listeners can call in. And
we're gonna tease this one here, but I'm gonna tell you right now. This is gonna be interesting. So dealing with breakfast. American breakfast and risky behavior. What does American breakfast and risky behavior have in common?
Maple syrup.
Yes.
I mean, immediately, Tim, I think of how often I have breakfast for dinner. Call it Brenner. You've heard that before? I mean, that's risky behavior.
Well, so let's just put the question out there, and it's going to be there. What American breakfast food had its origins in risky behavior? What American breakfast food had its origins in risky behavior? In other words, because of risky behavior, there became an American breakfast food. Who knew that risky behavior would be the impetus of breakfast food? That's the question. More hints to follow throughout the night as we're building up on this. But yeah, breakfast food that was inspired by risky behavior, or as Jess was saying pre-show, risque. I don't know. Is risky and risque, are they different words? Or do like
absolutely. They're different words.
They're absolutely different words with different meanings. And I'm guessing that trivia question has nothing to do with risque behavior, but I'm excited because if it does, this is an interesting spin on breakfast.
I was going to say, you never know. It's Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded, Education Talk, Educated. Educators Talking, Education, the number's 855-752-4842. It is TGIBPF. That's, thank God, it's Busted Pencils Friday. Yeah, talking about, got L.A. Tom in here quick to kind of come in and talk about the, a horrendous, truly horrendous performance by TFG, that effing guy, last night at the convention that really just opens up a great possibility, I think, for Democrats. And we were speculating about the possibility of how exciting it is to imagine the possibilities of a Kamala Harris and somebody ticket. It's exciting. Johnny, though, you reminded too, last night, great guest, Randy Weingarten, president of AFT, was on all week. Educators Amplified, teacher Joanna in the house Wednesday, Tuesday, Wendy Warren, An Illusion of Equity. Monday started off with the Wisconsin Public Education Network and community schools crew and the conference. I mean, I said there's just so much that this week we have been, I would say to ourselves, we have truly been busting pencils this week. Jess, Johnny, nice, way to go. Hey, 855-752-4842. It is Friday. Tim's trivia. The question here: what American breakfast food had its origins in risky behavior?
How should people submit their answers?
Somebody could call or text. We'll take either way, call it in or text, But I'm going to be like any of these other trivia questions. It's not going to be a simple one-word answer. You're going to have to come up with the story. Busted Pencils. Stay tuned.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Dancing on the crumbling precipice. The rocks are coming loose to set the earth. Are we laughing? Are we crying? Are we drowning? Are we dead? Or is it all a dream?
It's not a dream. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. 855-752-4842. TGIBPF. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. Tim's trivia started off, you know, get it out there. We said, call, text it in. What American breakfast food had its origins in risque behavior?
I think you probably mean risky.
Risque.
We'll find out, but just to throw it out there, I mean, the definition I know of, or that I have most up front in my mind, maybe this is speaking to my own Friday mind, but risque usually means like something indecent or shocking, usually sexually suggestive. So, I mean, breakfast, I mean, there's some directions that could mislead the trivia. We'll certainly see. But I'm really interested because I have no idea, especially in the context of history, of a breakfast. I'm guessing American breakfast, to stick with the theme here, Tim. Like, breakfast is really different around the world. But American breakfast, rooted in some kind of risky behavior.
I don't know. I love Sherry, though, from Horror Con Sherry. She says bacon and sunny side up eggs for the visual. Tom says bacon too, LA. Tom says bacon. No, that is not it. Now, I'm not saying that some of you might have breakfast foods and engaging yourselves in some form of risky behavior. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about trivia, history, and it is truly American history. When we get to the true answer of this, that people are going to be like, what? Are you kidding me? Yes, it is absolutely going to be something where you're going like, holy crap.
We've got some suggestions, right? We got Mark on the line with a suggestion. Is this related to the breakfast trivia, or is it related to just in general? But let's hear from Mark. We got Mark on the line.
I kind of heard the risque and risky and debating those, and heard the breakfast food thing. But I'd guess cornflakes, and there is the difference between risque and risky. There's actually a tie in between those two, because if you engage in the risky behavior, I think that the cornflakes, based on the clues that have been given, is avoiding blindness. And supposedly the breakfast food would make you avoid that.
Oh, look at Mark there. Mark, it sounds like you're adding a little bit to this without at the same time reviewing.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters baseball is on the air in Wausau Athletic Park, wrapping up this home-and-home series between your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and the Wausau Woodchucks. Andy Ockham returning to you here on WFHR. As always, this is game 50 of our 70-game Northwoods League slate this summer. These two teams facing off last night at historic Witter Field in a beginning of a Thursday night battle. When you're looking at it, coming off the four-game Michigan trip for the Rafters, they unfortunately couldn't generate any offense until the latter part of the ballgame, dropping the contest 6-3. Six runs on 11 hits, an error, and six left on for Wausau. Three runs on eight hits, no errors, and 12 left on for Wisconsin Rapids. The scoring in last night's game started in the top of the second inning off the bat of Austin Deering, a two-run homer for the Hurricane West Virginia native, his first of the summer, and with the Wausau Woodchucks made it 2-0. Three more added for Wausau in the top of the third inning. You look at a two-run single from Bryce Hubbard and an RBI single from Vance Sheehan that made it 5-0 in favor of the visitors. Wisconsin Rapids chipped at the deficit, plating three in the home half of the eighth inning and sending eight to the plate. You look at how they brought those runs across: a sac fly from Walker Buchanan, an RBI single from Cashel Duggar, and a sacrifice fly from Tracer Lopez. Fortunately, too little too late, another run added for Wausau on the top of the ninth that closed out our game with the final score. Getting the win on the mound for the Woodchucks was Caleb White, the right-hander from Georgia State University. Four and a third innings pitch for White, three hits allowed, no runs, one walk and four strikeouts on 96 pitches. From there, David Morrissey continued his good showing against Rafter hitting this season. 2 2/3 innings, four hits allowed, two runs, both of which were earned. He did not walk a Rafter hitter, and he struck out three on 40 pitches. Then it was the right-hander out of Bradley University, Braden Martz, going 2/3 of a frame, allowing a hit, a run, no walks, no strikeouts on 25 pitches. And the last four outs last night on the mound for Wausau, recorded by the left-hander Bryce Carter, who went an inning and a third. No runs, no hits, two walks, a strikeout on 28 pitches. It was Matt Hurt's final start and appearance with the Rafters an evening ago. The right-hander from North Georgia went three innings, allowed all five of those runs in innings two and three on seven hits. No walks, three strikeouts, 57 pitches for the right-hander. Final two starts and appearances for Hurt in a Rafter uniform, no walks given out. From there, it was Josh Novak, the right-hander from Hillsdale College, making his first appearance with the team, allowing two hits, no runs, a walk and three strikeouts on 39 pitches. Jack Wiesinger, the right-hander from San Carlos, California, and Pomona Pitzer, two shutout in hitless frames against the Woodchucks. Him and Novak doing a great job in the middle innings, keeping that five-run deficit where it was. Wiesinger not walking a Woodchuck hitter and striking out two on 33 pitches. Juan Berrios getting the final two frames out of the Rafters stable, allowing two hits, an earned run on a walk and three strikeouts, 43 tosses thrown for the Alabama State Southpaw an evening ago. The big offensive highlight for the Rafters yet again, Aiden Teal extending his on-base streak to 19 games. Unfortunately, did have a streak snap of consecutive games with at least two hits. That closes at seven. But for Teal, now playing in 20 games as a Rafter, he has reached in the last 19. The only game he did not reach base was his first, that being at Ashwaubenon in Capital Credit Union Park. In the beginning of that series, toward the end of the first half with the Green Bay Rockers, he went 0-4 with four strikeouts. Teal last night had a hit in the fifth inning. He also was hit by a pitch in the seventh and drew a five-pitch walk in the eighth inning. Woodchuck lineup being announced right now onto the Athletic Park playing surface. We're going to have our starting pitchers in one through nines following the national anthem right here on your home for Rafter baseball from Athletic Park. It's on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast, for all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are...
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the...
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mason O'Neill to lead things off here tonight from Athletic Park. The right-hander, Sebastian Escobar, will toe the slab for the Wausau Woodchucks. Escobar, a 6'3 right-hander from Central Methodist University. Rocks and fires the first pitch of this ballgame to O'Neill. It's on the outside corner for a called strike. Andy Ockham on Rafters Radio returning to you on WFHR. Another presentation of Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball, the 10th meeting between the Rafters and Woodchucks this summer. The 0-1. This one in there for a called strike, working outer edge there for O'Neill. It is nothing and two. The Jorge Degatti, the all-star right fielder in the on-deck circle for the Rafters, Chris Arroyo at first base, rounding out the 1-3 tonight. The 0-2. So missing up and away, a ball and two strikes now on O'Neill. 4-5-6 for the Rafters, Grayson Schaefer at third, Aiden Teal in center, Walker Buchanan in left. Rounding it out in the seventh spot is Cashel Duggar, hitting eighth as the DH is Kyler McIntosh, and Tracer Lopez at short will hit ninth. The 1-2 to O'Neill, missing away on that fastball is Escobar to even up the count. Looking defensively behind Escobar, you have a new name out in left field that the Rafters have yet to see in the first nine meetings between the two clubs this year. That's the left fielder Aiden Korn. Rearing back Escobar, the 2-2. This one hit in the air down the left field line, foul. In center is Max Galvin, Christian Smith, Johnson in right for Wausau. On the infield, it's Samuel Fisher at third and Vance Sheehan at short on the left side. And on the right side, it's Eddie Espinal at second. Hayden Christensen at first doing the catching as Max Solis Jr. for Escobar. Another 2-2 pitch here from Escobar to Mason O'Neill. This one on the outside corner got him looking. O'Neill down on strikes. That's how this game gets started. Goes down as a 6-pitch punch out for Escobar. Escobar working in just his second game of the season, made his season and Northwoods League debut back here at home on July 6th, 13 days ago in the 4-1 loss against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Five innings allowed, seven hits, four runs, three of which were earned. He walked two and struck out five. First pitch to Jorge Degatti, hit in the air to left field. Aiden Korn losing that in the sun in left field, as are we up here in the Athletic Park press box. Instead, it's Max Galvin right near the left center field wall to make the catch. Two up, two down for Escobar here in this first inning. It is very sunny. It's hitting at all angles. I know here in the press box we're getting it pretty bad, too. I got my shades on. And you look at it as well. The outfielders may have some trouble here this evening. Chris Arroyo out of the three spot playing first base for Wisconsin Rapids. Hit third in right field last night at home against the Woodchucks. Arroyo, 0-for-4, five plate appearances. Drew a walk, his lone time on the bases, as the first pitch from Escobar to him misses low. Escobar faced 23 Fond du Lac hitters in his debut this season. See how long Corey Thompson lets the right-hander go here tonight. The next pitch to Arroyo on the outside corner called a strike. One won the count here on Chris. It's the next delivery from Escobar, ripped on a line down the first base side. That is out into the foul ground and into the seats here at Athletic Park. Count now 1-2 on Arroyo. Schaefer on deck, Teal to follow. It is Houston High tonight's starting pitcher for Wisconsin Rapids. We'll talk more about the right-hander committed to Tennessee Tech when he gets on the rubber in the home half. The 1-2. This one in there for a called third strike. Fastball to Arroyo. Down looking to retire the side. It's a 1-2-3. Top of the first inning here tonight for Sebastian Escobar. Collects a couple of strikeouts. And the Woodchucks will come to hit for the first time. We'll go through their 1-9. The Rafters defensively and Houston High on the mound here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom one here at Athletic Park, Rafters Woodchucks for the 10th time this season. Wisconsin Rapids going down 1-2-3 in the top of the first inning against Sebastian Escobar. It'll be up to Houston High to try and match that on the mound for the Rafters. Andy Ocker returning to you here in the Athletic Park press box on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. Vance Sheehan leading things off for the Woodchucks at short. Eddie and Espinal will hit second and play second. 3-4 spots, both left-handed bats for Corey Thompson, going with Max Galvin in center, Bryce Hubbard as the DH. Max Solis Jr. behind the plate will hit fifth. Hayden Christensen at first will hit sixth. First pitch to the ball game defensively for the Rafters, from High to Vance Sheehan on the inside corner, is called a strike. Bottom third for Wausau, Aiden Korn out in left field. He's in the 7 hole. It's his first time against the Rafters this season. Christian Smith-Johnson will hit 8th in right field, and Samuel Fisher rounding things out in the 9th spot at 3rd base. As the 0-1 to Sheehan hit on the ground over to short, that is gloved by Tracer Lopez. He'll throw to 1st in time. Defensively behind Houston High, Walker Buchanan in left, Aiden Teal in center, Jorge Degatti in right. Grayson Schaefer at 3rd base, just mentioned Tracer Lopez as the shortstop. Mason Onati at 2nd, Chris Arroyo at 1st, and it's Casho Duggar doing the catching this evening for Houston High. High, this is his third outing as a Rafter. Last worked an inning at Kalamazoo, the beginning of the road trip Sunday at Homer Stryker Field. Threw an inning, 35 pitches, so could not continue in that ball game, allowing 2 earned runs on 1 hit. First pitch to Ian Espinal in the left-handed batter's box is called a strike. A 2-run homer allowed in that one by Houston High, that coming off the bat of Gabe Springer, the designated hitter for the Growlers. High set. The 0-1. This one and fastball missing low and inside. High's first outing as a Rafter, Ashwaubenon, July 9th at Capital Credit Union Park against the Green Bay Rockers. 3 scoreless innings, allowing 2 hits, walking 2, and striking out 2, facing 13 Rocker hitters. The 1-1 home from the right hand. This is upstairs for ball 2. 7 hitters faced for High in his 1 inning of work on Sunday at Kalamazoo. Redshirt senior, 6'5", right-hander, committed to Tennessee Tech in the fall. 2-1 the count on Espinal, played in last night's ballgame as well at Witter Field. Here it comes. Swinging away, hitting it, on a line to second, Mason Onati. Right there to make the grab, 2-up, 2-down for High here in the first. Max Galvin, just like an evening ago, hitting third in center field. Galvin reached on 3 different occasions last night, singling and scoring in the third, drawing a 6-pitch walk to lead off the fifth, and a run came across after he reached on a 4-6 fielder's choice to add that insurance run in the top of the 9th inning. Would have been an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play had Galvin not beaten out that throw. First pitch to Galvin, taps this one in front of the hill. High will glove and throw to first in time. Houston High works a 1-2-3 bottom half of the first inning, matching Sebastian Escobar. We're through an inning of play here in Wausau. Your score, nothing-nothing, right here on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but pre-diabetes does. With early
finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
4-5-6 for the Rafters here in the top of the second inning. Grayson Schaefer, Aiden Teal, and Walker Buchanan against the Wausau Woodchuck right-hander Sebastian Escobar. The Ockerman turning to you right here on WFHR, your home and one-stop shop for all 70 Raptor games this summer. First pitch of the inning to the Raptor third baseman, a fastball right in there for a called strike. Both starting pitchers working a 1-2-3 first frame. Escobar collecting a couple of strikeouts, Houston High generating some contact from the Woodchuck top third. Working a clean inning. The 0-1 from Escobar. Off speed, Schaefer swings and a miss. Count 0-2. Schaefer not in the lineup last night in the 6-3 loss for Wisconsin Rapids at Witter Field. They return home tomorrow night to begin a home-and-home with an out-of-division opponent for the second time this summer, the La Crosse Loggers. 0-2 in on the hands, hit on the ground to short. Sheehan gloves, shuffles, and throws to first in time. It's a 6-3 putout of Grayson Schaefer to lead off this top of the second inning. The Rats will then go to Copeland Park, 5:05. A later afternoon slash early evening start in La Crosse on Sunday. That's the final game before the All-Star break in Mankato is underway. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all off, unless anyone is making the trek out, player, coach, media, staff, to ISG Field. First pitch to Aiden Teal is on the outside corner for a called strike. Following the All-Star break, Wisconsin Rapids, 5 road games in the span of 3 days, that Thursday through Saturday. Doubleheaders at Moonlight Grant Field, Thursday, Friday against the Lakeshore Chinooks, and Saturday night at the Duck Pond against the Madison Mallards. Escobar working out our third again on that fastball. Teal watches it go by for a called strike, too. And that home stretch from the 28th of July to the very end of the regular season, August 10th, as the 0-2 pitch to Teal hit in the air to right field. That's going to hit the fence. Teal on his high horse hitting the first base bag. He'll get into second, sliding in. Head first, a one-out double for Aiden Teal here in the second inning. Teal continues to get on base, make that 20 straight games for the Mahwah, New Jersey native. He's out in scoring position. Lee Walker Buchanan hitting from the right side, looking to drive home his college teammate. Looking at Buchanan, hit sixth and played left an evening ago as well. Drove in the game's first run for Wisconsin Rapids with a sac fly in the eighth inning. Also an infield single in the sixth. Righty on righty battle. Escobar out of the stretch. First pitch to Walker. That one misses downstairs on a fastball for ball one. Duggar on deck. McIntosh to follow. Bottom half to bottom third of the Raptor order. In charge of trying to bring Teal around. First hit of the night between both teams from that two-bagger off the bat of Teal. The 1-0. Teal takes off for a third, swing and a miss. There will be no throw from Max Sullies Jr. Count evens 1-1, and how about Teal, 13 of 13 in stolen bases on the summer. And you look at Corey Thompson out of the Woodchuck dugout. Tyler Mellhop calling the balls and strikes this evening, trying to see if an interference call could be at play. Along with Mellhop, it's the rest of his crew. Nick Hudlow's down the first baseline. Brett Mile, the crew chief, down the third baseline. The 1-1 to Buchanan, hit in the air, right center field. Chasing into the gap, Christian Smith Johnson makes the catch out in front of the warning track. Teal will come in to score. Back-to-back Knights with a sacrifice fly for Walker Buchanan. The Rafters strike first this evening. It's 1-0 Rats. It'll be Duggar, one of two catchers on the Rafter roster. The everyday backstop will step into the box with two down and nobody on. Duggar out of the eighth spot last night, a multi-hit game, collecting hits in back-to-back innings. Singling in the seventh, collecting an RBI knock in the eighth. First pitch to Cash, fastball right in there for a called strike out of the hand of Escobar. Him and Gabe Casso from Northampton Community College, the two rostered catchers for Wisconsin Rapids. A one to Duggar, fastball outer edge, painted perfectly by Escobar. He's ahead, nothing at two. 4-5-6 will be due up for Wausau against Houston High in the bottom of the second. Bryce Hubbard, Max Solis Jr., and Hayden Christensen. High will head out to the rubber with a lead. The 0-2. This one in there for a called third strike. Duggar down on three pitches. That's how this inning will end. Aiden Teal, a big one-out double. He comes in to score on a Walker Buchanan sacrifice fly. Rafters begin out the scoring tonight. It's 1-0 as we head to the home half of the second from Athletic Park right here on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the second inning on this Friday night in Wausau. The Rafters won, the Woodchucks nothing. Andy Yochum returning to you here on WFHR. It's Houston High back on the rubber for his second inning of work this evening. Rafters striking first, collecting a sack fly off the bat of Walker Buchanan in the top of this inning. Right-hander set high's first pitch to Bryce Hubbard, breaking ball in there for a called strike. Houston a 1-2-3, bottom of the first inning, a ground out to short of Vance Sheehan, a line out to second of Eddie and Espinal, and a ground out back to the mound off the bat of Max Galvin. High, hands held up high, no pun intended, as the 0-1 pitch misses upstairs. Hubbard an evening ago, the catcher for Corey Thompson's Woodchucks out of the cleanup spot, collected a two-run single, part of a three-run top of the third inning. His only hit of the night. The 1-1 home from Houston. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Count now a ball and two strikes. Rafters will bring 8-9-1 to the plate when we get to the top of the third. Still a bit of ways to go before there. That's Kyler McIntosh, Tracer Lopez in the top of the order with Mason Onati. A sunny Friday night, beautiful night for baseball here at Athletic Park. The 1-2 from Houston High. This is up and away, count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. After tonight's ballgame, the Rafters and Woodchucks will meet 2 more times in July and in the rest of the second half, 1 at each yard. Next time they meet in general is here at Athletic Park Tuesday night, July 30th, following a day off for each team. As the 2-2 break ripped over to first base on a line that is snatched by Chris Arroyo for the first out of the inning. 4 up, 4 down for Houston High. He'll now face Max Solis Jr. Solis Jr. not in the lineup last night. The sophomore from Houston, Texas, last playing on the 16th at Madison, a recruiting trip in order for Solis Jr. He is back in the lineup here for the Woodchucks this evening. In his last game played in 2-for-4, a run scored, an RBI, and he had a double against the Mallards. First pitch from Houston High, off speed, down in the dirt for ball one. Following that Tuesday night matchup on the 30th, following a day off, it'll be the Christmas in July game, 31st, at Witterfield, 6:35, first pitch, the final matchup between the two teams in the regular season. High's 1-0. Off speed again, catching the top of the zone for a called strike. Solis Jr. hits in each of his last 3 ball games. That spans back to the July 14th 8-6 loss at Capital Credit Union Park against the Green Bay Rockers. Houston's 1-1. Off speed, tapped on the ground over to third. Grayson Schaefer will let it come to him. The throw to first draws Arroyo off bag. That is an error on Grayson Schaefer. One out with a runner on. First runner to reach for the Woodchucks here this evening. Houston High could still be a ground ball away from getting the Rafters back into the dugout with Hayden Christensen stepping into the box. Christensen also not in the Wausau lineup an evening ago. The Xavier University product now playing in his 11th game of the season. He last played in the 6-2 loss here at home against Madison on the 17th. Went 1-for-3 with a run scored, did Christensen in that defeat. High set out of the stretch, first base side of the rubber, peers into home, rocks and fires. This one missing low and away. The 5 through 8 spots in the Woodchuck order, all right-handed hitters. Vance Sheehan, the other right-handed bat at the top. Espinal, switch hitter in the 2-hole, and the 3 left-handed bats are 3, 4, and 9. Galvin, Hubbard, and Fisher. The 1-0 delivery misses upstairs. 2 balls, no strikes on Christensen. Christensen, a 316 hitter in his first 10 games of the summer. 12 hits and 38 at-bats, 2 doubles, 6 runs driven in. He's walked 5 times and has struck out 7 times. Bringing an OPS of 778 to the table this evening, slugging 368 and getting on base at over a 400 clip. The 2-0 from High. This fastball catches the top of the zone for a called strike one. Who won the count? Christensen still ahead. High will toss a pickoff, move over to first base. Aiden Korn on deck. It'll be his first plate appearance against Rafter pitching this summer. And the other corner outfielder out in right, Christian Smith Johnson, will follow. The 2-1 from Houston High. This one misses up and away. 3 balls and a strike now on Christensen. Last time he faced the Rafters, at Witterfield, the doubleheader, 14-6 was the final score in favor of Wausau. He went 2-for-5 with a run scored. He drove in 4 runs in that win. The 3-1 pitch. This one misses outside for ball four. So he's junior to second. It is a 5-pitch free pass given out to Hayden Christensen. Rafter fans, your place to stay this summer when visiting the Rapids area to watch your Rafters is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes 4-legged companions in your stay. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. From Pasco Hernando State College in Venice, Florida, the redshirt sophomore Aiden Korn steps into the right-handed batter's box. Korn was a member of the Woodchucks back in the 2022 summer, playing in his third game of this 2024 season right now. Is the first pitch from Houston High to him. Misses down in the dirt for ball one. 2 for his first 7 this season is Korn. Collected a multi-hit game to start the campaign at the Duck Pond on the 16th. Went 2-for-5 with a run scored against the Mallards in that 8-1 win. He also drove in a run. Went 0-for-2 in the last game he played in against Madison on the 17th. Collected 14 at-bats in his first tenure as a Woodchuck back in 2022. The 1-0 delivery from high. This one ripped on the ground foul down the third baseline. In those 14 at-bats, Korn, 5 hits and 3 runs scored, one of those 5 hits being a double. He drove in 5 runs. You do the math back at home, 5 for 14, a 357 hitter.